Welcome to the Conscious Parenting Radio Show, loving, empowering, and respecting God's children with your host, Timothy Stutz. Timothy is a master of many ancient arts and sacred sciences, as well as a certified children's self-esteem coach. If you are a parent, grandparent, educator, or simply someone looking to experience more rewarding relationships, join Timothy and discover the miracles of living and parenting from your heart and soul on the Om Times Radio Network.
Namaste. Aloha, everyone. This is Timothy, and it's my honor and pleasure to be with you once again. Sorry, I've had an internet problem here right now, and hopefully that is over with for the rest. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you for exploring ways you and your children can live in and as the Bliss broadcast. You are. We can live in love, peace, and bliss in each moment, completely untouched by the changes of age, activities, and world circumstances, and internets going out. Paramahansa Yogananda says that no matter what we do in life, the ultimate end, which all other ends merely subserve, is the avoidance of pain and want, and the attainment of permanent bliss. He goes on to say, love gives joy. We love love because it gives us such intoxicating happiness. But love is not the ultimate. The ultimate is bliss. God is Satchidananda, ever-existing, ever-conscious, ever-new bliss. As a conscious parent, reconnecting with, experiencing, and following your bliss has immeasurable benefits for your children and for you. Your children are learning from you directly and by osmosis with each passing moment. If you are following your bliss, your children will naturally follow their bliss. You will be the role model of bliss they need to stay in touch with, magnify, fully embody, and share their bliss. Last week, we began walking through a very practical process that you can use to discover, access, use, and fully embody your Satchidananda, ever-existing, ever-conscious, ever-new bliss. We looked at the people, places, and experiences in your life that can make life more blissful. This week, we're going to continue developing your own personal recipe for creating and living a blissful life in each moment. Bliss with your children, family, friends, and coworkers. Bliss in which you can eat, play, work, rest, and sleep. If you are unable to devote your undivided attention at this time, Please stay with us now and listen again when you can let the vibrations of the program penetrate deep into your being without the interference of other activities. Give yourself the opportunity to truly experience every cell of your body glowing like an individual sun. Give yourself the experience to experience the tangible vibrations of ever new bliss that you are. You can feel every cell of your amazing body vibrating and radiating with bliss in every moment, as if each cell is a glowing sun. Consider that for a moment. Consider what it might be like to experience every cell of your body glowing like an individual sun. How often do you experience such ecstasy right now? Perhaps this is why Deepak Chopra says nothing is more important than reconnecting with your bliss. Nothing is as rich. Nothing is more real. Let's connect in with this bliss right now. You may want to invite your children to participate along. In this precious moment, if it's safe for you to do so, lovingly bring one or both of your hands to your heart. You may also close your eyes if it's safe. Now, focus your full attention at your heart. Breathe deeply right into the center of your heart, the center of your chest. Feel the energy of your breath softening your heart, opening your heart to hold ever more of the bliss you are. Feel your heart getting larger and larger. Keep your attention, your awareness on your heart as your breath flows in, as your breath flows out. Breathe deeply into your expanding heart. Feel your heart getting larger and larger with each breath. Keep your attention on your heart as your breath rolls in and flows out like a soft ocean wave. Breathe deeply, bathing every pore of your being with revitalizing air. Breathe deeply, allowing your body to relax within the vibrations of your expanding heart. Breathe deeply, reminding every pore of your beautiful being that it is safe, that it can relax, that it can open up to experience the blissful vibrations of your soul, the blissful vibrations of your love. Now, bring to your memory a time or times when every cell of your body felt lit up, vibrating with ecstasy, vibrating with bliss. Recreate that scene. Where were you? Can you see where you were? Can you picture it in your mind? Recreate it with all the detail you can remember. What were you doing? Was anyone with you? What sounds do you remember? What smells do you remember? What sensations do you remember? Were there any tastes involved? Feel all of this right now. Did someone help trigger these blissful feelings? Did some sound or place trigger these blissful feelings? Did some taste or smell trigger these blissful feelings within you? Did something you were doing trigger these blissful feelings? Now, let go of all the particulars that may have helped you generate these blissful feelings and focus solely on the feelings. Feel the feelings. Let them get even stronger. Feel the pulsations, the vibrations throughout your body. Breathe deeply. Imagining your breath to be the fuel that fans the flames of your bliss even more. Feel the blissful pulsations, blissful vibrations, and blissful buoyancy of your being. Breathe deeply. Breathe in and
hope you're staying with the bliss that you are, feeling those waves of bliss rippling out to embrace all of creation. Breathe in and imagine the waves of bliss emanating from every pore of your being, rippling out to embrace all. Breathe in and feel the waves of bliss emanating from everyone and everything coming back into you. Breathe them into your heart and be with the bliss you are. Keep breathing and be you are. Feel the bliss you are pulsating in and as your beautiful heart. Take a long sigh of the bliss that you hold it for a moment, and when you're ready, exhale, sending your bliss to everyone listening. Keep breathing in a relaxed manner. During the upcoming pause, stay in touch. Stay in touch with how you're feeling in this moment, and we'll be back in a few moments. You can generate these feelings of bliss anytime, no matter what's happening.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, I'm Katrina Kavanagh, host of the I Am Wisdom radio show. I Am Wisdom is about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and living a wonderful life. Looking forward to sharing each Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times.
Welcome back, everyone. It seems like the internet is giving us several opportunities to stay in our bliss no matter what's happening. Do know that if we drop off again, I will be back shortly. And that when you practice reconnecting with your bliss over and over, you'll eventually be able to feel this bliss without thinking about the people, places, or events that might have triggered them. Bliss arises from within you. You can be the trigger. Your will to experience blissful feelings whenever you want becomes the trigger. As you continue to reconnect with your bliss, you will tangibly experience that nothing is as rich, nothing is more real. Ultimately, these blissful feelings are there all the time as you move through your daily activities and even the unexpected challenges we all face. Your heart is pulsating with bliss. Your cells are vibrating with bliss. Your mind is swimming in bliss. You feel like a totally new being. You finally feel totally alive in each moment. You feel 1,000 times more alive than when you dive into a refreshing, cool pool or lake on a sweltering summer day. Speaking of which, if you want to feel really alive every day and stimulate the inherent healing powers of your body, consider alternating the hot and cold water when you take a shower. You can start slowly with this, gradually acclimating your body to enjoy the abrupt changes. After showering at a normal, comfortable temperature, turn the water a little hotter for about 10 seconds and then eventually get to where you can turn it all the way to the coldest setting and shower in the cold water for 10 to 15 seconds. Let any sounds out that the cold water hitting your body generates and keep breathing. After 10 or 15 seconds, turn the water as hot as is comfortable again and enjoy that for 10 to 15 seconds. Then turn the water to cold again. This time, the shock won't be quite as dramatic, and after another 10 to 15 seconds, return to the hot water. Alternating hot and cold at least twice and up to 10 times will stimulate your body's natural healing powers. If you want your pores to be open to receive lotion or oil after the shower, emerge after a hot sequence. If you want to close the pores or enjoy the cool feelings on a hot day, you can end with the cold sequence. Alternating hot and cold showers is not for young children who cannot mentally, rationally understand the benefits. It would be more like torture. And I know children who were scarred for life because their parents thought it would be good for them. In addition to stimulating your body's natural healing powers, alternating hot and cold water in the shower accustoms your body to handling more and more blissful vibrations. Bliss is so powerful, we need to acclimate our bodies and minds to handle the vibrations of bliss at ever-increasing levels. Just like a jogger gradually accustoms their body to further and further distances before attempting a marathon. The best way to acclimate your body to experiencing ever-increasing levels of the blissful vibrations you are is to meditate every day. Meditation is far more than a way to focus your mind and relieve stress. It connects you with the infinite source of all energy, all creation. It connects you with the bliss you are. In meditation, you can experience yourself as pure consciousness, pure awareness. You can feel as if you've lost connection with your physical body, while simultaneously feeling as if your soul is flowing and glowing as golden elixir. Your quest for the love you seek, the great feelings you seek through food, relationships, and activities is finally fulfilled. You realize and experience you are the love, the bliss you seek. From that space of love and bliss, you gain the clarity you need to make navigating the waters of life easy and enjoyable. Next week's program will be devoted to the ecstasy and bliss of creating a family meditation program and using your sacred family life to uplift each other's consciousness. Our guest will be my dear friend Cliff Ishigaki, a very gifted marriage and family counselor, Aikido master and teacher, and trauma recovery specialist. Paramahansa Yogananda says that no matter what we do in life, the ultimate end is the avoidance of pain and want and the attainment of permanent bliss. Whether sitting silently in meditation or walking down the street, you can feel every cell of your body vibrating in permanent bliss as if in a perpetual orgasm. You can feel as if you are the crystal clear air your body is moving through, as well as your body and everything you see. These blissful experiences are available to you independent of where you are, whom you may be with, and what you are doing or not doing. However, where you are, whom you are with, and what you are doing can be integral ingredients in your unique bliss recipe. Last week, we shared how your children and the other people you love are integral ingredients in your bliss recipe. Oprah said, surround yourself with people who are going to lift you higher. People who energize and motivate you are the type of people you want to surround yourself with as you follow your bliss. We also shared that the experiences you love are an integral part of your bliss recipe. These are events, situations, circumstances, and sensations you love to be a part of. As an integral part of your bliss, filling your days and life with these experiences brings meaning, joy, and delight into your life and makes it worth living. You can be blissful no matter what you are experiencing, and you can create experiences that make you blissful. Coretta Kent said, love the moment, and the energy of that moment will spread beyond all boundaries. Just being open to greeting whatever arises next in your daily life with love and respect can be blissfully fulfilling. With all the activities of being a conscious parent, not doing anything can be the greatest experience of bliss there is. George Sand said, simplicity is the most difficult thing to secure in this world. It is the last limit of experience and the last effort of genius. Last week, we also talked about the places you love as part of your bliss recipe, places like your home. Jane Alexander says, when we walk through our front door, we should be able to leave the stresses and strains of the outside world. A home should provide us with a sanctuary for the soul, a haven for the senses. Places like beautiful natural settings near where you live can also be ingredients in your bliss recipe. What are the places that bring out your bliss? Too often we save these for our dream vacation, retirement, or the weekends. If you love a certain place, why not try to make it your home, your workplace, the place you spend most of your waking life? Why not live and work somewhere that inspires you and brings out the best in you? The places you love, the experiences, and the people you love are all part of your unique recipe for bliss, as are your thoughts. Tom Bartlett reminds us, the thought you have now shapes your experience of the next moment. Practice shaping the moment. When we practice shaping the moment, taking charge of our attitudes, reconnecting with our bliss as a conscious parenting practice, we can respond to 100% of life's happenings with a loving heart and blissful attitude. May you be filled with optimism, inspiration, and bliss as you go about the activities you love to do. The activities you love, the things you do that make time and everything else disappear, are an integral ingredient in your bliss recipe. As a conscious parent, the activities of raising healthy, blissful children are a major part of all days. Do you integrate the other activities you love within your parenting? Do you expose your children to those things that make you sing and dance in ecstasy? Perhaps amidst all the activities of parenting and daily life, you've lost touch with what you really love to do. Here are some questions that might help you get started. As you're listening to them now, or when you have time to listen to this recording, jot down whatever answer first pops into your consciousness, no matter how silly or far out. Don't censor or judge your first response. Then later, think about the question some more and write down any other ideas that may arise. Growing up, what did you love to do? What did you dream you would do every day? What activity makes you feel like you come alive? What would you pay to be able to do? What do you secretly dream about doing? When was the last time you jumped out of bed excited to tackle something? What were you excited to do? If you haven't been doing the activities you truly love to do, why not? It's so easy to follow into a rut doing the things that have to get done and forget about the things that make you want to get up in the morning. Doing what you love to do brings incredible joy into your day. Doing what you love lets love transform your day. Joseph Campbell says, if you are not sprinkling what you love to do throughout your day, you are missing out. And I'll add to that, if you are not loving what you do, you are missing out. The bliss you are is not depending on what you are doing or not doing. It's an inner state that is as much a part of you and just as accessible as your body, heart, and mind. You can put your bliss, your heart, your mind, and your soul into every activity. John Updike says, any activity becomes creative when the doer cares about doing it right or doing it better. William James said, "I will act as if what I do makes a difference. What you do makes a difference. What everyone does makes a difference." During the upcoming pause, keep contemplating the activities you love to do, the people you love to be with, the experiences you love to enjoy, and the places you love to be. Keep focused on feeling the bliss that you are. Let the bliss in your heart continue to ripple out, embracing your children, your beloved, your family, your friends, your community, everyone listening, everyone and everything on earth, earth herself and all of creation. Feel waves of bliss rolling back to you from all of creation. Feel the ocean of bliss you are swimming in and as bliss. Breathe deeply and experience your bliss. Breathe deeply and experience your bliss. Breathe deeply and experience your bliss. And we'll be back shortly.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Are you still feeling blissful? Can you imagine a world where we are all following our bliss, doing what we love? What would it be like if everyone suddenly stopped what they were doing out of having to do it and started doing what they love to do? What would it be like if money disappeared and we all had access to the things we truly needed? If we all just did the things we truly enjoyed? There may be a few bumps in how things run for a while, but oh, what a wonderful world it would be. There's certainly enough love and resources in this world for everyone to live comfortably and help one another live blissfully. Imagine a world where we all did the activities we enjoy as a contribution to the world. Where being a plumber, trash collector, neurosurgeon, gifted athlete, inspiring teacher, or an actress, actor, or any other chosen path of following one's bliss were considered equally important. John Gardner said, "The society which scorns excellence in plumbing as a humble activity and tolerates shoddiness in philosophy because it is an exalted activity will have neither good plumbing nor good philosophy. Neither its pipes nor its theories will hold water." Here's something to ponder from the movie Girl in the Cafe. I don't know how much the rest of you ladies know about what's going on, but my friend here tells me that while we are eating, 100 million children are nearly starving. There's just millions of kids who'll kill for the amount of food fat old me left on the side of my plate. Children so weak that they'll die if a mosquito bites them. And so they do die. One every 3 seconds. Snap. There they go. Snap. And another one. Anyone who has kids must know that parents in Africa must love their kids as much as they. And to watch your kids die, to watch them die and then die yourself in trying to protect them, it's not right. And tomorrow, 8 of the men sitting around this table actually have the ability to stop this by making a few great decisions. And if they don't, someday someone else will. And they'll look back on us and say, people, we're actually dying in the millions unnecessarily in front of you, on your TV screens. What were ye thinking? You knew what to do to stop it happening, and you didn't do those things. Shame on you. So that's what you have to do tomorrow. Be great instead of being ashamed. It can't be impossible. It must be possible. And it is possible when we live our bliss and help others live their bliss, leaving no one on any continent behind. We are all human beings, regardless of abilities, race, sex, age, or economic status. I invite you to, if you are not already doing it, start living your bliss or make plans to live your bliss. Find ways to help others live their bliss, starting with your children and families. Another ingredient in your unique bliss recipe may be the tools, materials, and objects you love to work with and be around, the things you love to handle, which inspire and delight you. Help create the things you love. What things do you love? What things put a smile on your face and turn your day into a lot of fun? Sanaya Roman says, what you love is a sign from your higher self of what you are to do. A funny thing happens when you love the things you use every day. Activities become more fun and enjoyable. Have you ever thought about truly loving and appreciating all the things you use in your life every day that makes life easier and more enjoyable? What things do you love to use? What things would you love to use? The newest kitchen equipment that lets you create healthy, delicious, nutritious, and beautiful-looking meals for your family? Potter's clay and turning wheels. A rack of exotic spices and an 8-burner professional stove. Photographs and light tables, maybe. Saddles and newly mown hay. Crayons, watercolors, and oils that allow you to express your creativity on paper. First edition books and the smell of old leather journals. Perhaps the smell of grease and the hum of a finely tuned engine. Perhaps chocolate. Janine Roth said, chocolate is no ordinary food. It is not something you can take or leave, something you like only moderately. You don't like chocolate. You don't even love chocolate. Chocolate is something you have an affair with. Greg Phillips says, we create our own world with the ingredients we put into it. So take care with your recipe. The poet Saint Rumi encourages us to let yourself be silently drawn by the stronger pull of what you really love. Writing in the art gallery in transition, Hilda Hines said, what you define as ordinary can be full of bliss, elevating the rhythm of your life so that what used to be extraordinary is now a normal part of your day. And Veronica Vien said, the only difference between an extraordinary life and an ordinary one is the extraordinary pleasures you find in ordinary things. Remember these lines from The Sound of Music? Green meadows, skies full of stars, raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. What are your favorite things? Contemplate this and make them part of your bliss recipe. What are the ideas and knowledge you love to think about and talk about? What food does your brain thrive on? Do you like to think about ways to make life more comfortable for your family? gourmet recipes you can surprise your family with each week, the mysteries of the universe, how to protect an endangered species, new ways for people to heal themselves, family rituals you can do every day to create a more harmonious life together and start everyone's day in your family filled with inspiration and love, ways you can use what you know as a conscious parent to help other parents, ways you can have more energy. Knowing, honoring, and acting on your ideas and knowledge are key ingredients in your personal bliss recipe. And perhaps the most important ingredient in your personal bliss recipe is understanding and trying to meet the needs of your children, your beloved, and yourself. As a conscious parent, it helps to see needs as more than the necessities you can't live without: food, shelter, clothing, and medical care. You can view needs as all your wants, desires, and preferences, the things you want for a happier and/or more meaningful experience for your children, your beloved, and yourself. For instance, once you have the basic necessities, perhaps you want to focus on making those basic necessities more conducive to happier and healthier lives. You can purchase foods that are free of GMOs, foods free of glyphosates, like Roundup, which is currently contaminating over 85% of all non-organic food, antibiotics and other poisons that are harmful to your children and everyone's body. Just because you don't get immediately sick on ingesting foods full of these toxins, you will suffer the consequences down the road. It's almost impossible to be blissful when your body is breaking down and full of pain. Start choosing pesticide-free and organic produce from local farmers to nourish your family and yourself. I also invite and encourage you to eat a more plant-based, fresh food diet. All food, whether organic or not, unless grown indoors under the most carefully controlled environments, contains radiation and other toxins these days. As animals eat much more of these contaminated foods than we do, far more toxins accumulate in their flesh and milk. So every time we eat or drink animal products, we are subjecting our bodies to far more toxins than if we were eating a plant-based diet. I know it's not easy to give up things we are used to, but it's a lot less painful than cancer and other diseases we give ourselves from our food choices. You can also make your home safer, greener, and environmentally friendly by purchasing and using organic, non-toxic cleaning products and furnishings. You can purchase natural clothing made from cotton, hemp, linen, and silk. Did you know polyester and other man-made fabrics disrupt your hormones and other bodily processes? You can learn and treat yourself to alternative forms of care to meet your health needs, other than those emergencies modern medicine is wonderfully designed to handle. You can find ways to educate your children about things not taught in traditional school programs. In addition to the basic traditional needs, your children and all the people everywhere need connection through acceptance, with welcoming gestures, actions that make them feel like they belong, and experiences of being a valued member of your family or a group. Children need connection through appreciation, again, with thoughtful gestures, celebrations of accomplishments, acts of kindness, expressions of appreciations. The appreciation you show your children and others will be reflected in the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control they gracefully move through life with. Children and others feel connection through cooperation, compassion, consideration, consistency, empathy, and love in all ways, including acts and words of affection, hugs, gifts of love, loving, approving looks and expressions, and things that champion them reaching their individual goals. They need connection through nurturing in all ways, on all levels, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. They need to be soothed with gentle touch, places to relax and feel safe and secure. They need to be respected. They need stability, support, and self-respect. Your children and others need to know and be known, to see and be seen, to understand and to trust. Remember, young children do not have a rational mind or framework to handle things when trust is broken in whatever ways. The shattering of trust sends energetic ripples through all levels of a child's being, through the passages of time as they grow that will eventually have to be resolved. During the upcoming pause, I invite you to contemplate ways you can further nurture your children's bliss by enhancing their sense of connection. What actions will honor who they are? What experiences can highlight their character? What activities can they do that demonstrate their contributions to others?
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your hosts on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's continue exploring some of the needs we have to have met in order to thrive as conscious, healthy beings. Your children need to be treated with honesty in every moment, with every interaction, which includes authenticity, integrity, and presence. For a blissful, meaningful experience, we all need play in our lives, something many adults have forgotten and can learn from our children. Play encompasses humor, fun, joy, and adventure. With less and less playtime available in the school system these days, it's crucial to incorporate more and more playtime at home. Your children and others need peace in their lives. You can help them cultivate peace through beauty, with ways that reveal their beauty inside, tools to express their own unique style, and activities that let their humor, intelligence, and inner light shine. Your children can incorporate play and peace into their lives with the Power Animal Frolics. I invite you to take a look at yogadvdforchildren.com. Your children also need peace through communion with God, nature, family, and friends. Through equality, harmony, and inspiration. They need to be inspired with stories of courage, ideas of future possibilities, and examples of beauty. Children need order. It's hard to experience peace without order, without boundaries, without a safe framework in which they can explore the wonders of life. Besides the basic necessities of air, food, shelter, clothing, and water, there are other things we need for our physical well-being, movement and exercise, rest and sleep, safety, touch, and warmth. Everyone needs to find meaning for their life through cultivating their awareness, consciousness, and celebrating life. We find meaning through challenges, gaining clarity, and our competence. Children may need help identifying what they excel at, training to develop their skills, and feedback from others to help them understand what they are great at. Uta Hagen said, talent is an amalgam of high sensitivity, easy vulnerability, high sensory equipment, seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, tasting intensely, a vivid imagination, as well as a grip on reality, the desire to communicate one's own experience and sensation, to make oneself heard and seen. We all find meaning through our contributions and expressions of our creativity, nurtured through fairy tales, art classes, dance, music, inventive games, and the like. Through our discoveries, effectiveness, growth, and understanding, we find meaning. Children need to be exposed to ideas, things, and explanations that help them understand their world, tools that help them make uplifting win-win decisions, and experiences that increase their wisdom. We find meaning by knowing we matter, through our freedom of self-expression, having a purpose, participating, and even mourning when necessary. We find meaning through learning. Nelson Mandela said, education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. And long ago, Aristotle said, all who have meditated on the art of governing mankind have been convinced that the fate of empires depends on the education of youth. He also said, it is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. When we don't feel our bliss, when we're not living our bliss, when your children are not feeling their bliss, when they're not living their bliss, when we are depressed or upset, there's a need not being met. Getting in touch with the need that is not being met, instead of medicating, ignoring, or punishing the symptom and thus the person, is the heart of conscious parenting, conscious living. To live consciously, we need autonomy. Tennessee Williams said, caged birds accept each other, but flight is what they long for. Even as children, we need the freedom to make choices that are not potentially harmful and to experience the results of those choices. I remember a dream with God one night where I was invited to ask God a question. As I waited in line behind others who were also being given this opportunity, I thought of all the things I could ask, not one of which actually came out of my mouth. What I found myself asking was, please tell me how to raise my daughter. The reply was, give her choices. As autonomous beings, we need freedom, independence, space, and spontaneity. All these things are basic, universal things that are not required for survival, but are required for thriving. While our basic needs and wants have not changed for thousands of years, each generation seeks better ways to fulfill them. Perhaps through learning how to meet the needs of your family, you'll have an idea, solution, or a new twist on meeting people's needs or wants that would benefit others. If you want to further explore the relationship of your needs and feelings to your bliss and effectiveness in life, I invite you to visit CompassionCourse.org. CompassionCourse.org. Every year, beginning in June, Tom Bond offers a 52-week course on needs and feelings that will help you treat yourself and your children with ever-increasing levels of understanding, compassion, and bliss. The financial exchange is on a donation-only basis and free to anyone who cannot afford even the minimum suggested donation. That's CompassionCourse.org. During this coming week, I invite you to listen to this program again and keep mixing the ingredients of the people you love, the places you love, and the experiences you love into your own personal bliss recipe. Practice in feeling and living the bliss you are, the bliss in which you can live, breathe, eat, play, work, rest, and sleep in each moment. With a modern life full of distractions, I know that trying to follow the bliss recipe you create can feel like you are trying to catch a falling star or walk up an escalator moving down towards you. Regardless of where you are in life, please know that it's never too late to figure out what you love to do and to create a life around living your dreams, living your bliss. Buddha said there are two mistakes one can make along the road to truth: not going all the way and not starting. Millions of people all over the world get up and go to work each day and eventually retire with only a vague idea of what they really want to do with their life. Yet each of them had childhood dreams of greatness, and most still think about what they would do if they no longer had to earn a paycheck. Regardless of your age or circumstances, right now is the time to start improving your life. Sarah Breathnock says, "Begin today. Declare out loud to the universe that you are willing to let go of struggle and eager to learn through joy." Alan Cohen says, "Do not wait until the conditions are perfect to begin. Beginning makes the conditions perfect." And Mike Dooley says, "The secret to living the life of your dreams is to start living the life of your dreams today in every little way you possibly can." And St. Francis of Assisi said, "Start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you are doing the impossible." If you want to find your bliss, you are going to have to discover it yourself. The answer to who you are and what you love is not contained in any book or sold in any store. Instead, the answers to what fires your imagination and makes your heart beat faster are found inside of you. No one else can know what makes your heart leap, keeps you up reading late into the night, or draws you to it like a magnet. It's up to you to slide into the driver's seat and take control of your bliss search. Keep at it until you find what you are looking for. Don't give up. Paramahansa Yogananda said, "Try again, no matter how many times you have failed. Always try once more. Fight when you think that you can fight no more, or when you think that you have fought your best. Begin from today to try to do, one at a time, the things you thought impossible for you to do. You will never win unless you make the effort. God has given you mental dynamite sufficient to destroy all your difficulties. Remember that. It is the most effective force you can use to be victorious in life." Please join me and my guest Cliff Ishigaki next Monday here on Om Times Radio, as we explore living and loving as an evolutionary family. Invite your friends and family too, as we experience the ecstasy and bliss you can experience by using your family dynamics and meditation to enhance your conscious awareness and life experience. If you have any questions or sharings about being a blissful, conscious parent, please contact me at consciouslyparenting@gmail.com. That's consciouslyparenting@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit the Conscious Parenting website at educationofchildren.com. That's educationofchildren.com. with divine blessings of love, light, gratitude, bliss, and health in every moment of your precious and beautiful life, streaming from my soul to your soul, from my heart to your heart, within the one infinite love that we are. Enjoy each moment in and as the blissful bliss that you are.